So now if that lands on the fairway now.
I'm Edward O'Reilly, I'm 15 years old, and I was born with one hand from the wrist down. I've been playing for 6 years now, I think. And my dad bought me a club, and I just had a few shots with it, and then my uncle Brian, he took me down quite a few times.
With being born without a left hand, did you find it difficult to hold the club at the start, or how do you hold the club?
Oh, I just grip my right hand lower than my left, and it's just same as any other right-handed golfer. It's just let my left hand just barely hold the club and just swing back and swing forward, and it's not too hard.
Are you natural? Were you natural as soon as you lifted a golf club for the first time?
I don't think so. Seamus helped me a lot on my swing. He definitely made me improve it anyway.
Seamus McMonagall, I'm the golf professional at Rosapenna and Dauphane Golf Club. I have a kids academy in Dauphane Golf Club, and Edward came down along with his brother Carlos when he was younger, like 8 or 9, and yeah, I just, you know, had to start just teaching him like every other kid.
Was it difficult at the start?
It was a little tricky, but you know, one thing I noticed about Edward is that he had great eye-hand coordination. I mean, his technique was a little off, and I had to develop a technique for him, but there was definitely the talent was definitely there. You got to kind of use your imagination, your creativity to come up with a golf swing for him that'll use his disability as an advantage rather than a disadvantage.
How much work has he put in, and how much has he improved?
Yeah, a lot of work. I mean, it did take a long time, and to be honest, it probably took about 5 years off the coaching and Edward's practice for the technique to start working. And it's only over the last year I could really start to see the development of it.
Now, Seamus, we're here. We're watching Edward at the range hitting golf balls. For me, I suppose I've seen the video, but it's seeing is believing here. He's fading the ball, he's drawing the ball, he's long, he's straight. It's more than just being able to hold the club and swing the club.
Yeah, I mean, the technique, it goes against the kind of laws of teaching, where golf is all about making room and pushing your hands and arms away from your body. But with Edward, I had to keep everything quite close to him. So on his backswing, I had to get his right elbow to fold in really quick, so his left hand could stay on the club. And then as Edward went through impact, you know, keep his lower body really quiet, so his the club would release really quick. And then it was all about trying to keep his left hand lever in the golf club so he could keep on the club. So when I started with Edward, his left hand would come off the club a lot, and once it came off the club, he'd mishit it right away. So that was the challenge, and that's one thing he's doing very well right now.
You always trying to play with the breeze.
Edward could get to single figures off the men's tees and any golf club at the minute with a little bit more practice. Ireland is in a great place right now with golf, so there's no reason why golf shouldn't be in the Paralympics, and there's no reason why Edward, you know, shouldn't get an opportunity to prove his talent.
I would really love to have golf in the Paralympics, which would be my dream. And I would love to at least have a chance to qualify for the Paralympics if there was actually golf in it. That is definitely the ultimate goal.